Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. It's Loose Man of the Morning, Kix Morning Show, and I've got guests in studio. If you please welcome to the show, the big music event that's coming up this weekend, January 18th, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Aberdeen's First Presbyterian Church, the 20th annual Musicale Scholarship Benefit Concert, and there's going to be some fantastic musicians and singers that are going to be performing at this event. We have some of them in studio this morning, starting with Amanda Rance. Amanda, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm up. I'm awake. I made it here without slipping around on the roads.
Well, that's good, because it was like a roller skating rink this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out here and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You've been in the studio before. You've not been on my show before, but you've been in the studio. I know.
Yeah.
You've been in here in the afternoon with Rick.
Yeah.
So it's not your first time being on the radio.
No.
So you're not nervous at all then, right?
No.
Which, that's good. Because I imagine you perform in front of people a lot, so...
I do.
You kind of have to get past that.
Yeah. For a while, I was pretty nervous, and then I just put on a good show that I wasn't nervous, and then fake it till you make it.
What's your secret? What's your secret to when you get on stage to keep you from thinking about people watching you?
Well, honestly, like, I don't get nervous in front of people who haven't heard me before because they have nothing to base it off of.
Okay.
I do get nervous when people who have heard me, I'm like, I have to be better than the last time I was.
They keep coming back. That's a good thing.
I guess. Yeah, that's the thing. I underestimate myself, but I kind of just go up there and I pretend like I'm really good, and then eventually I just kind of feel that way.
Confidence
not in,
is key.
Not in an arrogant way, but in a confidence sort of way. And
yeah,
so it's all confidence, yeah. And being confident in like what I'm doing, not being like, I don't know what's coming up next, having stuff memorized, like knowing exactly what you want to do.
My secret is if I'm in front of a big crowd of people doing anything, whether I'm with my band or if I'm just doing a speaking thing, is I just look at the microphone.
Oh, really?
So if you ever watch me, I'm always looking at the microphone while I'm talking.
I always close my eyes when I'm singing. I
can't see anybody. I can't see anybody. I just look at, all I see is the microphone and maybe a little bit of fuzziness out there.
Yeah.
It always works for me.
Yeah.
Just look at the microphone. You forget about people are watching.
Yeah.
So you play piano.
Yes.
You also write songs.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you sing.
Yeah.
So how long had you been, what came first, the singing or the piano playing? Or did one merge into the other?
The singing has always just been a thing that I've done, kind of coming out of the womb, I was singing.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to be able to do more with it. And piano was like the best way to be able to make music for myself, not have to depend on anybody else. So I like got piano lessons, and I wanted to quit, but my parents put me through it, and that was probably the best thing they made me do ever. Because now I can like just sit down and play. I've been playing for 10 years, so I can just, you know, do kind of whatever now. There's always progress to be made. I'm as a college student, I'm still taking piano lessons, so there's always progress to be made. But yeah, that's made it really nice to be a musician and just sit down and play piano, because I can't play guitar to save my life. So I'll find somebody else to play guitar for me, but I can do the piano playing and sing and base it around that.
Oh, that's funny. I can play the guitar. I can't play the piano to save my life.
My hands,
I can do chopsticks.
My hands are too weak, I think. My fingers just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You were the 2019 scholarship recipient for the Musicale Scholarship. And what does that, when you win that scholarship, what does that do for you?
It lets me go to college.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I'm paying for college. I'm really grateful because I knew that if I wanted to go to college, I had to get scholarships. Mm-hmm. That's why I worked so hard in high school to have that paper-perfect 4.0 co-valedictorian. Like, I really put myself through it for that, and now it's paying off.
Now did you just finish up like your first year of college and you going into your second? This is your second year, or where are you at?
It's kind of weird. This is my second year. I did full-time Running Start my first year, but I had to take I had to take classes for the high school, so I couldn't start the music program.
Yeah.
So I'm technically in my second year, but I have one more year to go because music theory takes 2 years. But now I'm like doing music all day.
Yeah.
So it's,
what are you hoping to do after college for a living?
I want to be a musician, and I know that's kind of wobbly, but it's like...
You can make a musician as a living. You can make a musician as... You know, you can make a living as a musician. I know people that do it.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be famous.
That's what I mean, and that's why, like, having this degree will help, too, as, like, a sort of plan B or a side thing, piano teacher / gigging on the weekends. Like,
is that something that maybe is kind of a dream, though, maybe to be... Not necessarily famous, but to be known for your songwriting?
Yeah, I want to be known for my songwriting. I want a fair amount of people to be able to hear my songs and enjoy it. Not necessarily for the fame, but just for the people who are like, oh, yes, I know her. She's really good, but I don't You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be, I can't walk out of my house
famous. I like grocery shopping. Yeah. I like going out for walks. Like, you can't do any of that.
Well,
like,
you can. You just got to get used to hats and sunglasses all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Well, you can see Amanda perform this Saturday at the Aberdeen First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Broadway in Aberdeen. She'll be one of many performances that will be happening at this year's Musicale. It's a scholarship concert. Raise funds for the scholarship.
Yeah, so that's for next year's recipients. Yeah.
Does anybody know who? When do they announce the recipient of the next one? Do you know?
Oh, I think it's... Well, the application just opened, mm-hmm. and then it closes in March.
Okay.
April 1st.
So toward the end of the school year, probably.
So, yeah, that's... I got it at the end of high school last year.
Well, thanks for stopping in, Amanda. Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
We come back, we're going to talk with Ryan Irvina, who's in the Grays Harbor College Opera Workshop.